I'm here with Vlad Yudin. He is the creator of Head Smash. And for our listeners, what exactly is Head Smash? Where did that come from?
Head Smash, to break it down very easily, but it's basically a new superhero for the new generation.
Okay. It
takes place in a fictional city of Iris, which is a pre-apocalyptic city, very grim. It's basically controlled by different syndicates and gang organizations that are fighting for control.
Okay.
Biggest one being the Horde. It's the red symbol right there, if you guys see it on camera.
Very cool.
It's the red skull. It's the emblem. And Smash is a young orphan growing up in a city's orphanage. And then one day he gets adopted by Maurice, who basically the ruler of the Horde. And Maurice becomes his father figure.
Yeah, okay.
And then one day, when Smash grows up, he betrays him and takes away his pregnant wife. So Smash realizes that that whole lifespan that he had with Maurice was a lie, and he was betrayed and used for something. So he starts a quest and an uprising against the Horde on his own. He takes a special serum, which gives him those glowing eyes again, and it gives him that superpower, and he starts his quest for revenge and a quest to save his family and understand why he was betrayed. So that's kind of like the basic premise of it.
That's very cool, very cool. And so what were the influences there that helped you on the way to developing the story?
Well, the basic idea is to fight for your right to freedom, for your family. You know, that's kind of like the core value of it.
Sure.
Our slogan is to obey is to die, and that's what Smash really takes on, the whole huge, very dangerous organization with a lot of kind of deep roots and a lot of soldiers and a lot of influence in the city, and he takes home for his family. So that's the basic principle.
Okay, cool. Very cool, very cool. So you're starting off with the graphic novel, and then my understanding is that it's been optioned already for a film?
Next year it'll be made into a film. We're working with the producers of Twilight.
Yeah.
It's in development right now, and we're going to be making some announcements at San Diego Comic-Con.
Okay, excellent. And was that always the intention, to do the graphic novel as a stepping stone? Or have you always been a fan of comics and graphic novels?
Always been a fan of graphic novels. I think in order to set up a character like this, and with this type of sort of premise,
yeah,
it's almost inevitable to make it into a graphic novel, to show the visuals. And I feel like, you know, just historically, you know what I mean? Every major superhero came out of graphic novels and comic books.
Right.
So when I was developing the story, it was always an idea to make it into a graphic novel first and then see what can happen after that. It just so happened that the story is a good fit for a film. So next year we'll make it into a film.
That's great. And do you think, like Kick-Ass, you'll go on and do like a second graphic novel and a third? And will you continue to develop the character on the page?
It'll be a trilogy. At least a trilogy
on the page.
But
okay.
every book will be like a standalone piece, you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
But a trilogy will definitely...
We're featuring the same character, but just three standalone stories that people can pick up as they see fit. And so what were some of your, first of all, favorite graphic novels growing up? And then like some of the films that you hope will influence the look and the design and so on of the finished art?
I love The Punisher.
Yeah.
And luckily for me, I got a chance to work with Tim Bradstreet.
Oh, very cool.
The guy
very
who
cool.
actually worked on The Punisher. He's an amazing artist. He worked on The Punisher and Hellraiser and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
So I think Punisher is one of those books that are iconic, you know? And I'm definitely very happy to be working with him. With Tim, I mean.
Yeah.
And I like stuff like Sin City, of course, and stuff like in that genre.
Yeah.
As far as movies, you know, I mean, there's... I'm a big movie guy, you know, I love a lot of different things.
Yeah.
From dramas to comedies to action, sci-fi, I love Star Wars, I love stuff like that.
Right. So, okay, very cool, very cool. Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much. Why don't you let people know where they can find it? If they're not at the Comic-Cons, where can they pick it up? Can they pick it up online?
July 31st will be available at all the stores across the nation. So please pick it up in every store.
Yeah.
You can pre-order on Amazon right now. Or you can go to headsmash.net and learn all the information about it. But it's going to be everywhere. So please check it out.
All right. Well, look, thanks ever so much, Vlad. That was great. Thank you very much.
Here are just a few of the things famous people say about the After Movie Diner podcast.
Hello, I'm Dame Judi Dench, and when I'm not dusting the submarine, I'm listening to the After Movie Diner podcast, you know, for the film reviews.
Hello, I'm Eric Stoltz, and when I'm not taking Uncle to the pictures, I'm listening to the After Movie Diner podcast for the interviews.
Hello, I'm Lewis Gossett Jr., and when I'm not trampolining for peace, I'm listening to the After Movie Diner podcast for the music.
Hello, Bernie Taupin here, and when I'm not undermining Venezuela, I'm listening to the After Movie Diner podcast for the guests.
Hello, I'm Celia Imrie's stunt double, and when I'm not wanking for tumors, I'm listening to the After Movie Diner podcast
for the comedy.
Hi there, I'm Ali Sheedy, and when I'm not taking photographs of bricks, I'm listening to the After Movie Diner podcast, mostly for the pancakes.
Yes, that's right. The award-winning After Movie Diner podcast is all things to all people. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TalkShoe, Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, and at www.aftermoviediner.com.
There are men, and then there are second unit podcast men. The podcast you've just been listening to is part of the Second Unit Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at 2upn.blogspot.com or on Facebook under the Second Unit Podcast Network. Our fantastic list of shows include Drunk on VHS, We Came from the Basement, No Budget Nightmares, The After Movie Diner, Dr. Action and the Kick-Ass Kid, and Bloodbaths and Boomsticks. Take one podcast into the shower. Don't be a blithering idiot, Alan. We can give you the multiple podcast cleansing system all in one place that your hair deserves. Our programming is available across all platforms, from iTunes to Podomatic, TalkShoe to Stitcher, so you have absolutely no excuse. Listen today, and a free naked person of your choice will be shipped from Thailand to your door in a matter of weeks. The Second Unit Podcast Network. Bringing you the action and leaving the boring stuff to the other guys. Bloody hell. Who does a girl have to blow around here to get a decent beverage?